Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Optimal Education, the most powerful, effective, fun way to educate your children, other adults, and most importantly, yourself for optimal success and wisdom. Now, words do not teach. Only experience truly teaches. No one really learns anything being lectured to, you know, which is the least efficient and least effective way to teach, because unless you have physically and emotionally felt and experienced something, you really don't know it at all. And it is obvious, because realistically, after all those years and decades of supposed education that you were engaged in and supposedly given, all those countless lectures that we received in schools and countless books that we read and wrote reports on, and how much of that information did you actually retain? And how well did anything you learned in school really actually prepare you for life? Hardly any of it. Such a microscopic percentage, you wouldn't even believe it. So what was the point of it all? Personally, I think that the most schooling is really just designed as a big babysitter, designed to keep our kids out of our hair during the day so we can earn some money and attempt to whip them into submission to be slaves to the system. Unless you happen to be very blessed to be homeschooled or by very gifted and wise parents, or be blessed enough to attend a very leading edge alternative school like, say, a Sudbury school, the educational system you are thrown into does not remotely, legitimately prepare you for anything except following orders and being a good little soldier who does as they are told. And some people are happy to just live lives of quiet mediocrity, but for those whose unique and creative spirits cannot be beaten out of them, following orders and doing as they are told will never ever sit well for them. And these are the creative people and the artists and the musicians and the athletes and the scientists and the entrepreneurs and the adventurers who want to learn from personal experience and have unique experiences, not just do what they are told and do and think how they are told to think. So if we want to actually train children and young adults to think for themselves and to become wise and be able to make wise decisions for themselves instead of looking towards parents, friends, and society to tell them what they should do, then we need to change the educational system. But if that is not your quest in life, and you would just like to know what is the best way to train yourself to be happy and prosperous and fulfilled, and be a prosperous, happy, and fulfilled person, and you have a desire to raise happy, prosperous, and fulfilled children, then this is for you. So, with that in mind, I reiterate, you don't teach with words. You can only really teach through actual experience. So, if you are an educator or a teacher or a religious or spiritual teacher or psychological or medical educator or success and business educator, etc., then the most powerful influence you have for anyone to influence their lives is your own experiences and the wisdom that you have gained from those experiences of living life on planet Earth and relationships and money and all the things that go along with it. And the most powerful way to learn as a student is also through experience. You can read and watch and listen to guidance and training and teachings about things of interest, which will get you started at least. But until you apply those teachings in a practical way, you don't really gain serious practical wisdom yet. In Robert Kiyosaki's book, Increase Your Financial IQ, he talks about an educational study conducted by the Arizona State University about his game, cash flow quadrant, or cash flow, and how effective it is in educating students about business and investing, because it is in the form of a game. And they use an example of the different styles of education that are typically used in educational systems based on Dale's cone of learning, which shows the effectiveness and ineffectiveness of various styles of teaching. And from top to bottom, the top being the most effective, which is actually physically doing something related to the teaching, to the least, you know, to the least effective being reading about it. So at the top, physically doing something related to it, and at the very bottom, just reading about it. So at the top is doing something like an experiment or leading a dramatic presentation or leading a, you know, simulating experiencing or simulating a real experience. And when that is done, students retain 90% of what they have experienced and were taught for at least 2 weeks. Next down the line of lesser effective styles of teaching is where a student gives a presentation or gives a talk or participates in a discussion about the subject. Now this has a 70% effectiveness and is retained for, again, for another 2 weeks. Next is seeing something done, watching a demonstration, looking at an exhibit, or watching a movie, which is 50% effective for a couple weeks. And lower down on the scale is looking at pictures, which has a 30% effectiveness, and at only 20% effectiveness is listening to a lecture, and last and least is reading about it, at only 10% retention and effectiveness. So that means that only 10 to 20% of what is mostly taught in school is retained after 2 weeks, which really means most of that is completely forgotten in a few months. And the only stuff that anyone has a prayer of remembering are things taught in a more entertaining way and in a much more practical, hands-on, experiential way. So if you really want to learn about psychology or spirituality or health or business or finances or investing or sports or art or acting, well, then you got to read, watch, and listen up a storm to get you started and point it in the right direction and get training from people who have real life experience doing what you want to do. And it will certainly get you on the right trail. But then it's time to jump in the water, my friend. Learning how to swim, you can get all the theory you want, but until you jump in the water, you're not going to learn how to do it. It's time for actual experience, and that means making mistakes. Bum, 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 bum. And mistakes in the world of experience are really good, not bad, because you're going to learn from your mistakes to not do that mistake again and instead make better choices. Unfortunately, our current educational system teaches kids to be afraid of making mistakes, and mistakes are even punished, and only correct answers are revealed. So no one ever actually learns from their mistakes. But in the real world, the only real legitimate education that builds actual wisdom comes from making lots of mistakes, especially in business and in more entrepreneurial endeavors, including creative endeavors, scientific endeavors, and even athletic endeavors. If you don't make mistakes, you're never going to learn. Using sports as a classic analogy, to learn how to hit the ball and catch the ball or sink the basket or make the goal, you got to make 100,000 attempts to master success and actually get the ball or the puck in the goal a lot more often. In other words, you've got to fail your way to success. Punishing children for making mistakes and only rewarding correct answers teaches children to be afraid of punishment and to be afraid to make mistakes, which creates a society of scared little rabbits who are afraid to think for themselves and who can never actually ever learn from their mistakes, which is the perfect educational system if your goal is to control society to do as they are told, and again, create little soldiers that will do your orders. And it is the optimal educational system for tyrants and the aristocracy wanting to maintain control of the lowly peasants. But that system's lifespan is absolutely limited because every new generation is getting more and more empowered and more independent and less willing to follow unfair and unreasonable rules and regulations that disrespects and squashes individuality and individual creativity and wisdom. That old aristocratic perspective also has a limited lifespan because it is not prosperity oriented. It is lack and poverty oriented, because it's based on a false belief that there is a limited supply of resources and money and manpower, and so we've got to enslave people to do our bidding for us. And honoring each person's unique beliefs and perspective is not a limiting thing. It is an expansive thing. And diversity is a pathway to prosperity, whereas uniformity is a pathway to decay and limitation and ultimately unrest and conflict. The desire for everyone to look alike and think alike and believe the same way is a sure way to create more lack and destruction and conflict, not abundance and growth and unity. Diversity is the infinite abundant nature of creation and divinity and the universe. Infinite diversity and infinite combinations and possibilities are the nature of creation. And uniformity is not in any way any part of the natural order of creation. So, give up your beliefs and programs that society and religions have shoved down your throat, that if we all thought the same way, there would be peace. That is absolute bullshit. That is total male bovine excrement. The fact is, all wars have started because someone wanted someone else to think, believe, and act just like them. So uniformity creates wars and conflicts and destruction and hate. That's why communism never worked. It's bullshit, because no one likes to be told how to think and how to act and what to believe by anyone. I don't care how virtuous that way of thinking and believing is, no one likes being told to think and believe that way. Because every single soul on earth has their own inner guidance system telling them the optimal way to think, act, and believe for them. No matter how young or old, everyone knows what's best for them. And no one is ever satisfied until they learn how to listen to and follow their own inner guidance. I don't care how well-meaning or how enlightened guidance is from someone else outside of yourself, following that guidance will never ever feel right for anyone unless they make their own choices and their own decisions and feel their own good feeling direction guiding them to the optimal path and the optimal direction to the optimal destination. No one is ever satisfied and fulfilled until they have connected to their own source self, and they are following the guidance that source self is providing for them every single day. And following that guidance as you live your physical and emotional and mental and spiritual life is where true divine wisdom comes from and is developed, and where immense creativity comes from, and success on all levels and at all endeavors. And that brings us back to my dissertation on optimal education, because words and guidance and teaching from other people does not really teach. Only personal experience and personal decisions and personal choices and experiencing the roller coaster of emotions and making quote-unquote mistakes, which turns into wisdom and real practical education, not mistakes, because you learn from the experience how to optimally guide yourself. Create an optimal, joyful, easy, prosperous, happy, abundant, exciting, passionate, creative, free, healthy, wealthy, and magical life. And you created it yourself, not because someone lectured to you on how to create a magical, prosperous life, but because you followed your own inner direction, which is always good feeling thoughts. Divine inner guidance from Source is easy to follow if it feels good to do it. And it always does. Guidance from Source always feels good. So divine inner guidance from Source is easy to follow. And if it feels good, so whatever guidance you're getting, if it feels good, then do it. If it feels good, think it. You know, if the thoughts you're thinking feel good to think about them, keep thinking them. If it doesn't feel good, then stop thinking that way and don't do it. Very simple, very easy. And the only reason it doesn't seem easy is because society has trained you to listen to them for your guidance of how to think and what to believe and how to act. And following your own good feeling thoughts and inner guidance just seems airy-fairy, unrealistic, etc., etc., based on the beliefs and programs that have been jammed down your throat and into your head. So don't talk about it, or your fellow soldiers will make fun of you. Don't talk about inner guidance and following your spirit and all that kind of stuff, because the other fellow soldiers will make fun of you and try to talk you out of this quote-unquote hippie way of thinking. So if you have a desire to master your life and master the art of making your own wise decisions and following your own inner guidance, then get stuck into the master keys of success from the great Master Zakirin. That's me at masterkeysofsuccess.com, and listen to every one of my videos and podcasts and get out there in the world and make some mistakes. Get out there and take some classes in art or music or acting or cooking or whatever you're interested in, and start interacting with new people with varied interests. Join a travel club. Start dating. Have sex with total strangers. Go to a tantra workshop. Attend a shamanistic retreat. Attend a success and leadership seminar. Join a network marketing company and attend their training events. Start writing and journaling about your life and how you feel and what you believe and what you know and the insights about life and business and money and emotions and relationship and children and lovers and friends and relatives and family and spirituality, etc., etc. To put your thoughts and ideas and insights into practical, physical, and emotional awareness. Get them onto paper with blue ink and on white paper. And doing that creates wisdom. How did I become so freaking wise and aware about the cosmic workings of the universe? By attending a zillion seminars, listening to a gazillion workshops, and then teaching 1,000 seminars and writing 10,000 articles and videos and podcasts and writing a ton of books and studying acting and being an athlete and being an adventurer and a world traveler and a network marketer and running my own business and studying investing and success and marketing and business and actually actually investing money and losing money in businesses and investments and losing money to unscrupulous partners and businesses failing and having many relationships and having lots of sex and traveling and moving to other countries and singing and doing lots of karaoke and risking time and risking money and risking being hurt emotionally in love and partnerships and business, etc., etc. I've become the immensely enlightened and wise master that I am by mixing it up and jumping head first into life, jumping in the water without testing it first. Sometimes testing it out a little bit, but sometimes just jumping head first in. I didn't keep my head down to keep from getting it chopped off. I stuck it out there with the full risk of possible physical and emotional pain and suffering to discover that pain and suffering are optional, not mandatory. And pain and suffering only occurs when we make what other people think, say, and do responsible for our happiness. And when we make what we think, say, and do responsible for other people's happiness. But none of that is true. No one has the power to make you sad or to make you happy. Only your reaction to what other people are doing is what determines your sadness or happiness. And only you decide how you are going to feel in every moment. And only you create your own reality. No one can create for you. No one can assert anything good or bad upon you. You are the master of your own destiny and your divine education and wisdom and awareness and enlightenment and your prosperity and your health and wealth and happiness and fulfillment are all in your own hands and under your own complete control. And as soon as you master your own inner guidance system and the divine guidance that your source is providing for you 24/7, that is guiding you to the fulfillment of every single one of your dreams and desires. All right. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast, Optimal Education, the most powerful, effective, and fun way to educate your children and other adults, yourself, for optimal education, wisdom, and of course for fun and fulfillment and immense prosperity. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you can get my latest videos. Come visit me at ZakiRon.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is ZakiRon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance in your magnificent journey of divine creation. And check this link also for the Master Keys of Success and my daily success rituals series at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. Absolutely, absolutely killer series to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality to manifest and create whatever you want in your life. More joy, more fun, more money, more better relationships, etc. So again, if you enjoyed this, share it with your friends. Come visit me at ZakiRon.com. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!